Over the past 20 years, we've brought you stories about lots and lots of equine athletes. Exotica was my favorite. Bill Mott, the trainer of the year for 1995 and 96, told me to bet on her at Saratoga, and she balked at the gate and was scratched. That was in the early days of Only a Game. We've covered a story or two about canine athletes as well. After all, who can resist the cuteness of the puppy bowl? But until May of 2013, we had never chatted about athletes of the gerbil variety. That's when I spoke with Libby Hanna, president of the American Gerbil Society, and I asked her how long gerbil showing and gerbil agility as sports had been going on.
Well, gerbil showing has been going on at least for about 10 years. This was actually our 12th annual New England show.
Mm-hmm.
And gerbil agility is a little bit newer. That's something we actually spotted that, I think, on an internet video. There was a gerbil named Binky, who I believe maybe lived in Germany, and she got a very popular video of her running around the room and jumping over little fences, and that was pretty adorable, and several of our members got interested. It's still at the demonstration level, kind of like in the Olympics. People are still working on training techniques, so we don't have an official competition for agility yet, but I suspect it could be part of the future.
So gerbil showing, I guess, is similar to the Westminster Dog Show, except if a real dog showed up, there'd be real problems, I would guess. But you've compared the ideal gerbil to the ideal human athlete. Let's start with the males. What type of athlete are you looking for there?
So when you judge a male gerbil, a helpful human model to have in mind is a football player. When I judge, I use a couple of icons from my youth. I think about sort of on a spectrum, Walter Payton on one end, you know, extremely athletic, obviously a very strong man, not a huge man, but fast and agile, strong and powerful. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I remember William Refrigerator Perry. He's just huge. Huge.
I wonder how he would feel about being an iconic figure in the world of gerbil showing.
I don't know. He'd probably have sort of a mixed reaction. Mm-hmm. I suspect he'd be glad to be remembered. Maybe the comparison, I don't know whether he'd see the humor in it or not. I hope he would.
I hope so as well. What about the females? I assume you don't want them to remind you of William Refrigerator Perry.
No, definitely not. The model that we suggest to people is a figure skater or perhaps a gymnast. And I usually use, in spite of her somewhat unfortunate ending in sports, I use Tanya Harding. And if you think back to Tanya and Nancy, Nancy was the more perhaps elegant and a little willowy of the two. Tanya, just a little bit bigger, you know.
And more felonious.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, as far as temperament goes, which is another important part of gerbil showing, we don't keep those sorts of figures in mind at all. We're looking for friendly, curious, happy animals. In a close competition, many a gerbil has edged his or her way into first place by running up the judge's arm and sitting on her shoulder or something like that.
Now, one of your sport's major events, it attracted dozens of competitors from as far away as Ohio, and I'm sure everyone who's still listening is dying to know who won.
Oh, yeah. The overall breed competition was won by a gray agouti male gerbil by the name of Kanai, and he belongs to Joe Kelly of Lexington, Kentucky. The female winner, which we call best opposite sex, was actually my gerbil, Sorka,
Fix,
who is a Siamese female, and she was about 4 months old.
And you weren't embarrassed as president of the American Gerbil Society to also be a winner?
No, I think I've had a long enough history with the AGS of not being a winner that they figure I came by it honestly.
Libby Hanna is, in fact, the president of the American Gerbil Society. Libby, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling.
Ooh, what to do with all that cardboard? Eleanor Gerbil. Drawing away at the edge of another page. Alone in her cage, look at her working, moving her castles of paper from here to there. Why does she care?
It's 19 minutes past the hour. In the worst stories having to do with sports, the heroic record-breaking athlete turns out to be a felon, or perhaps a guy who has lied about his use of performance-enhancing drugs, thereby ruining the reputations of his honest former associates. In the worst stories having to do with sports, some idiot throwback of a coach refuses to allow his players to drink water during practice. In the worst stories having to do with sports, a lot of former athletes discover that the game they loved has diminished their lives in ways they could not have anticipated without information their former employers chose not to share with them. In the worst stories having to do with sports, some clown characterizes a great soccer game that ends in a tie as kissing your sister.